Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Well, we're going to go around the NFL and take a quick look at what happened yesterday in the National Football League. But first, we've got to go back to the phone lines where Tom in Somerville wants to join the show or overreact, I would imagine, a little bit late to the 5 o'clock Overreaction Monday segment. Tom in Somerville, how the heck are you? And I'm assuming you want to overreact about something, right?
Yeah, and it ain't got nothing to do with the Gamecocks.
Whoa, shocker.
Alex Anthopoulos is the stupidest general manager in all of professional sports. He is downright trying to sabotage the Atlanta Braves. He needs to be fired. You can call me Dewey all you want to. He's the worst general manager in the history of baseball, and he just hired an absolute bum to be the next coach of the Atlanta Braves. I'm sick and tired of doing this crap every other 5 years. You have so many opportunities to hire a good coach, and you just look down the bench and you hire the first man you see. It is a total disgrace, and Alex Anthopoulos needs to be fired.
Tom, Walt Weiss was one of the names the entire time, wasn't he?
I don't care. I don't give a crap. He sucks. He is a bum. He's never been a manager, and if he has, he probably sucked at that too. You had an opportunity to hire one of the best assistant coaches in the sport, and you just dropped the ball. You could have paid him all the money in the world. You could have had one of the best assistant coaches in the sport, and you dropped the ball. Why would you wait this long to announce Walt Weiss if he was the guy the whole time?
It's the Braves, Tom. That's why. Hey, and before you go, are you going to comment on Mike Shula or no?
Well, he had what he had coming for him. He sucked, too. I mean, this whole fall has absolutely sucked. The Gamecocks suck. Clemson sucks. But we suck, too, so you can't even talk crap about them. The Braves haven't done anything. They're not going to do anything. Just sell the team. It's time we order some brown plastic bags, wear them to the games, because this sucks. The Braves had an awesome window and absolutely blew it, and Alex Anthopoulos is the man to blame. Put him on a watch list. I don't care. I never want to see that man in a Braves stadium ever again.
Whew. Tom, what are you bringing to the Clemson, South Carolina potluck? Instead of there being a game, there's just going to be a picnic outside of the stadium. Everybody can be friends. What are you going to bring? What's your dish of choice?
Can I just bring a toilet with a plunger?
Yes. Thanks for the call, Tom.
Thanks, Tom.
Let's keep the phones coming, or keep the calls coming, I guess, since the Tolos are a little late to the Overreaction Monday segment. It's okay. Authority pass will be given out. But now bringing on Crazy Ralph, who I'm sure has something to overreact about. What's up, Crazy Ralph?
Oh, I don't know if it's an overreaction or not. It's just, once again, me calling up, saying to the world, saying to you fellas, saying to the morning crew, who told you this was going to happen? I said it when he hired that moron. It was the stupidest hire he could have possibly made. Did I not say that? You remember that, Diesel?
You did say it.
You remember me calling in saying that? I said it. I told you so. I knew this was going to happen. Now listen to me. Listen to me, fellas, and give me an answer for this question. Why did I know that and Shane Beamer didn't know that?
Why did you know?
Because you're just smarter than Shane Beamer.
Why does Crazy Ralph know this?
You're smarter.
I'm sick and tired of this guy. I'm sick and tired of hearing, oh, this is my dream job. I don't want to go anywhere else. It's my dream job, too. But they're not going to hire me because I'm not qualified. And this bum's not qualified either. How many offensive coordinators does he have to hire before we realize we hired the child? We hired a guy with no experience. We gave the guy a key, the keys to a BMW. He should be on a tricycle, for crying out loud. This is ridiculous.
Is South Carolina a BMW, though, Crazy Ralph?
No. That's the SEC.
Oh,
now,
okay.
The Lamborghini, that's Alabama.
Gotcha.
Yeah, you got the Lamborghini, you got the Jaguar, you got the Mercedes.
No, they got
a
Toyota Corolla. South Carolina has a Toyota Corolla with 78,000 miles on it, and a check engine light that comes on every now and again.
Well, that's all good and well. Shane Beamer,
who do you go get
to drive that car?
Who do you go get, Crazy Ralph?
You can have Dowell Loggins back if you want him. He's 4-4.
Yeah, I'll pass on that there, Diesel. But we've got some options out there, and for once in our lives, maybe we get a little creative for once, and we actually find some hot coordinator somewhere who's tearing it up. They tell me there's a guy down in Texas that can do the job. I don't remember what the school is, but he's putting up 480 yards a game or something. We need to go get a young fireball like that, maybe that can draw up some plays. I don't know, guys. I don't know what the answer is anymore, but I know it's not Shane Beamer. He doesn't know what he's doing. Everybody knows he doesn't know what he's doing. But the problem is our freaking fan base is nothing but a bunch of losers. We're so used to losing, we're not rioting down in Columbia right now because we just keep saying, love me, love me, love me, because Spurrier left us at the dance. And we're so afraid of somebody leaving us at the dance that we'll just jump right in bed with the first guy that tells us he loves us.
Ooh.
And I'm tired.
Thanks, Crazy Ralph. You're not wrong. You're not wrong. I want you to know that. Ooh, Crazy Ralph.
I will say I'm glad he at least gave me somewhat of a name, because most people are, they want everybody fired, but they don't want to give you a name as to, who they should hire when they fire somebody, you know what I mean? So if you're going to give us if you're going to tell us you want your coach fired, I want him to give us a name. Diesel, we've got to go around the NFL. Jarrett Tripp says South Carolina needs to go get Jordan Davis from North Texas. Maybe that's who Crazy Ralph was talking about. Mm. How about those Carolina Panthers? I mean, are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Going on the road and taking down the Green Bay Packers at Lambeau. What a win. I mean, we would be stupid if we started this around the NFL conversation without talking about those Panthers.
What makes it really hard, Cole, makes it really hard for people like me who can see the writing on the wall to know that Bryce Young is not an elite NFL-level quarterback, but the dude somehow, some way, Cole, can always find a way to put his team in position to kick game-winning field goals.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy.
Because shoes aren't just shoes. They're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contract. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Had multiple game-winning drives in his career. He is not a guy that's going to go out there and put up 35 points a week or 30 points or 28 points or 24 points a week. But he is a guy that when he has to, when the lights are the brightest, he can get you into field goal range. And that's better than nothing, I guess. But come on, at some point, I feel like the Panthers need an upgrade at quarterback. I like Bryce enough to say that the guy is talented.
Mm.
But he is not talented enough to have you not be in this position where you have to go on a long field goal drive to win games. I know it's the Packers, and you should feel really good for being in the game like that against the Packers. And you held them all the way down to, you held them to 6 points until the fourth quarter. That's amazing for this Panthers defense. And it's getting really, really good. It's time for the offense to be playing complementary football. And they need a good quarterback to be able to do that. They just don't have it with a guy that went 11 for 20 for 102 yards.
Well, I'm glad you brought that up with Bryce Young. Because Bryce Young did play quarterback Sunday, and he did lead the team to a win. Right? You'll take a win any day you can get it. The Panthers are now 5-4. They have a winning record. 16-13 went on Sunday against the now 5-2, but at the time it was a one-loss Packers team. Bryce Young was, to your point, 11 of 20. And Diesel, I sat there and watched this game yesterday and thought to myself, I've watched a lot of football in my life, and you're telling me that the Panthers just beat the Packers with a quarterback through in the NFL, the National Football League, the quarterback through for 102 yards and no touchdowns and one interception and a QBR of 47. So I know when I say this that there's going to be somebody out there that says, Cole, you got to give him time. You got to give him credit for what he did. He let him down. Game, to your point, game winning field goal, yada, 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 yada. That's great. But you won the game because Rico Dowdle showed up. 25 carries, 130 yards, 2 touchdowns, and you won the game because your defense showed up. They did a great job on Jordan Love. Yes, he threw for 273 yards, but they were opportunistic. They obviously bent, but they did not break. And Diesel, I agree with you. I do like Bryce Young. I think he's a serviceable quarterback. But I do not believe that Bryce Young's the quarterback that's going to flip this franchise, flip the script of this franchise being bad to all of a sudden being good. You won the game. You have a winning record. That's great. But ultimately, your quarterback isn't the reason you won the game. Imagine what you could be if you had a better quarterback.
Yeah, it's going to be draft a wide receiver, and that's Donnie's point on the stream. Donnie says we need to draft another wide receiver. It would sure as heck help to have another young threat. I don't know what's going to be available for you in that middle of the pack kind of spot in the NFL draft. It's going to be tough to get an elite wide receiver at that spot, considering the fact that the quarterback market looks so weak that usually when that's the case, other position groups, they have to step up, and those are going to be the players that get taken early. I don't know that that the kind of receiver that the Panthers need is going to be available for them. Now, maybe they go spend some money and they buy a wide receiver next year. I do know this. They have to do whatever it takes to keep Rico Dowdle on this team.
Oh, my gosh.
He's only on a one-year deal. They got a lot of money invested in Chuba Hubbard, but come on, the guy ran for 17 yards yesterday. His long was 8. This guy cannot be your franchise running back. You got to figure out a way to move on from Chuba Hubbard and throw some money at Rico Dowdle.
No, I agree on the whole wide receiver thing. I look at this, what they did yesterday. I think Tet McMillan's going to be good. I'm not thinking he's going to be some Hall of Fame wide receiver. Like, I think he's going to be good. Will he be great? I don't know. But I hate to say this because I know we have a lot of South Carolina fans listening, Diesel. The Xavier Leggett experiment for me is coming to an end. Xavier Leggett's just not doing it for me. One reception yesterday. He's just not a proven commodity. He's not a guy that's changing the game. Like, yeah, he can go catch a pass or two, Diesel, but Xavier Leggett's not a game breaker. And he's been disappointing this year. So you go look at those stats from yesterday. Bryce Young, was he great? No, but he also doesn't have great receivers. Rico Dowdle was the third leading receiver. Again, he only threw for 102 yards. So I like Tet McMillan. I think he's going to be fine. Do I think Tet McMillan's a one that you can ride with for the next 5 to 7 years? Nah, TBD. Go get somebody. And now you have to ask the question of, Diesel, what happens if the Panthers go win 8 or 9 games this year? Do you get rid of your quarterback who just led you to win 8 or 9 games? That's the tough problem of where the Panthers are right now.
Well, you're going to need a quarterback regardless at some point, whether it's this offseason or the next offseason. Andy Dalton's like 50, okay? They're going to have to move on from Andy Dalton sooner rather than later. So there's going to be a roster spot for quarterback at some point. And I say, why not just go ahead and draft a player that you think you have to be absolutely certain that this guy could be your starter in a year or 2 years from now? Or you spend the money and go get a veteran. I don't know.
Yeah, I'm fine with that. I think you've seen this year that veterans are not a bad option. I mean, there's a lot of good veterans out there right now. Taking a risk on a guy in the draft, that's one thing. But maybe to your point, maybe you'll go get a veteran. It's interesting. By the way, Sports Talk on the Fan Upstate presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much these days, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL and CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game every Sunday on CBS and Paramount Plus all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. Especially easy to count on Paramount Plus when you can actually watch the games on Sunday.
Unlike
I could do Saturday. You know, I couldn't do that Saturday. It was disappointing, but maybe YouTube TV and ESPN will come to an agreement soon.
When we come back, Cole, I want to get into a juicy story. Find out what you know about this audio regarding Dutch Fork and Irmo. Tom Knotts was all over Irmo for some possible cheating and improprieties leading into the game. We'll play the audio for you. It's great. And Cole's going to tell us what's up next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.